in 80, around 81, 82, 83, I used to go down to the park when Tony was playing in Olo and they'd throw batting practice because I lived right up at the top of the hill on Friars Road. And it got to the point that if I went up to a guy and put my hand on his shoulder or something like that, he'd say, "Oh man, don't touch me. Don't ever touch me." Hmm. So it got to the point, even in the early 80s, when all the guys really started making money, you know, like $200,000 or $300,000 or whatever, which was good money, the importance of who they were went to another level, because you're talking about people with uneducated, you're talking about people that was born with nothing, and all of a sudden, you know, they're making a lot of money and people's giving them respect, and all of a sudden they are somebody, and everybody can't handle that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not able to handle that. And it's really just that simple. And today it's just so outrageous to call a guy that's hitting 250 and he makes the All-Star game a superstar. It's just pathetic.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is, it's okay to hit 250. Mm-hmm. See, that's what you're saying. See, it's okay to hit 250 because we're going to call you a superstar because we got nobody else that's a superstar. You're the best we got. So then what value then does it have to hit 270, 280, or 300 anymore? Mm-hmm. What value is that? If you can hit 250 and you're a superstar, what's the point?
Right.
Guys strike out 150 times now.
Oh, yeah.
You get shut out 16 times already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look back when we were playing and see how many times, as bad of teams as we had, see how many times we got shut out.
I don't think that many. I mean, I grew up, like I said.
Three or four, maybe. Yeah. Maybe three or four.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pride thing as an athlete not to get shut out. But the problem is, when you got guys that can't drive a guy in from third base with one out because you can't hit a fly ball, you can't get a guy over from second because all he's thinking about in his head is hitting a home run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we got it. That's okay. A contagion on our team right now.
Oh yeah.
And if a pitcher knows it, all he's going to do is throw you away. And what do? You hit a little ground ball to the shortstop or second baseman. See, there's an easy way to figure this shit out.
Right.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out why this stuff happens. But you know what? You let a coach that's making $70,000 or $100,000 a year go over to a $5 million ball player and say, "Why didn't you get that guy across?" He'd go, "You can't talk to me